Volunteers will be sprucing up the City of Presidents tomorrow as part of the Cleaner, Greener Quincy program. And joining us this morning to discuss this further is the City's Commissioner of Natural Resources, David Murphy. Commissioner, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on today.
So what exactly will be happening with this program tomorrow?
So Cleaner, Greener Quincy is one of the largest volunteer cleanups on the South Shore. It's about 29 years old, and we'll have volunteers fanning out over 70 sites. We expect anywhere from 1,200 to 1,500 people, and they clean in the morning, usually from about 9 a.m. to about noontime, our parks, our beaches, our open spaces, our school grounds. And it's really about community stewardship. We have people investing in the community, taking responsibility for the neighborhood's parks and schools, and especially our young people. And it's a great way to kick off the spring.
Now, is there any determination made as to what areas get targeted for cleanup?
We rely largely on our volunteers. So we have a system where Paul Daugherty in my office, we announce the different sites. And folks will call us and say, well, we're going to do a project with our PTO school group at our school or our neighborhood park, or we have other civic groups that want to target different areas that are important to them. So it really is a community partnership that we rely on the volunteer groups to identify those areas that are important to them. And it's interesting how this program has evolved. Many years ago when it first started, it was an opportunity to clean up litter and do some of the park areas. And as the city continues to get cleaner, we've really noticed it's turned into almost a beautification event. So we've got some great partnerships with a number of the different garden clubs in the city, whether it's the Seaside Gardeners of Squanum, the Housenet Garden Club, the Wallison Garden Club, and so many other PTO groups that, in addition to just cleaning up places, they'll actually plant flowers and spread mulch and really make their neighborhood park, school, and open space much prettier.
And I understand the volunteers will be given some tools to help with their work.
Yes, if you are a volunteer group, you can call our park department at 617-376-1251. We can set you up with the tools necessary, whether it's rakes or brooms or bags or gloves. And each and every volunteer also gets a Cleaner Greener T-shirt. At the end of the day, at 12:30, Mayor Koch hosts an appreciation barbecue for all the volunteers. Now, we haven't been able to do that the last couple of years, obviously, because of COVID. But this year, the appreciation barbecue is back on, and it'll be at Pageant Field in Marymount Park at 12:30 for all those that participate in the cleanup tomorrow.
Now, if someone wants to take part in this event, is there still time to do so?
Absolutely. If you have a group, you can call the park department at 617-376-1251. If you're an individual or a family that's looking to connect to a group, you can call that same number, and we'll put you with a group in your neighborhood. And it's really a great chance to meet new people, to get involved in your community. You don't have to mobilize 100 people. If you're an individual, if you're a couple of people and you want to get involved, give us a call. We'll set you up. It's a great day. It's always a fun way to kick off the spring here in Quincy.
All right. Well, Cleaner, Greener Quincy takes place tomorrow from 9 a.m. to noon. For more information, visit the city's Facebook page. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.